Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, I bet John, who is on the phone to do a second date update today, wishes he was dating in the 20s. You know, back when you could try on a woman's yoga pants and you'd always get another date. Back in the 20s, they were switching up yoga pants left and right, but now you put on a woman's yoga pants and all of a sudden you're a weirdo creep. Right, John?
I am not a cross-dresser, okay? I am not.
It's okay if you are, John. You're in lovable company here.
No. I don't even like yoga, to tell you the truth.
Well, you like wearing your date's yoga pants, and that might be a problem for you. If you're just joining us, John met Jillian, the girl he wants to call today, in a spin class. And after the spin class, they actually ended up going straight from there to his house to have dinner. And she showered over there to clean up after the gym and left her yoga pants. And after she left, he put on her yoga pants and texted her a picture, hopefully to get her to laugh at the fact that he was wearing her yoga pants.
Yeah.
But instead, he got no response at all and hasn't even seen her at the gym. John, I'm sorry that your body is so disgusting in yoga pants that this woman will not call you back.
I'm actually in excellent condition, by the way.
Okay. I did forget an important question, though, because I'm just trying to imagine. I just meet this guy. He texts me a picture of yoga pants. It can either be really funny or really disturbing, depending on one thing. And that's what you did with your man area in that picture.
Ooh.
Did you tuck? Did you let it hang out?
Put a sock in it?
I don't need to tuck.
So you can't see it no matter what?
Yeah, maybe that's a problem.
I was just wearing yoga pants. I was just trying to look goofy and silly. I think I contorted my face. It was not a handsome photo.
Okay.
That was the point.
Well, we'll find out if that did you in, and that's the reason you're not getting a second date. We're going to call it right now, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jillian, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Jillian, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show?
Yeah, like the kind that's on the radio.
That's a really good descriptor.
Thanks.
Yeah, I get what a radio show is, but why are you calling me?
Oh, I'm calling you because we recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
About me?
Yeah, it's a guy that you went on a date with.
What?
Mm-hmm. His name is John. And he looks pretty damn good in your yoga pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's not good.
John emailed us about you because you aren't calling him back.
He emailed you and told you about me?
Yeah.
And told you about the photos?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he told us that you met at a spin class, went back to his house and had dinner. And then after you left his house, you also left your yoga pants there. And that's when he took it upon himself to put on your yoga pants and text you a pic.
Oh, my God.
I mean, from his description, your guys' date sounded dreamy.
The date was fine. I'm just not really feeling him.
Why is that? Is it because he texted you a picture of himself wearing your yoga pants?
It was definitely the picture, yeah.
Dude. Wow.
I mean, it was risky, right? It could border, like, funny or super creepy. And apparently it went super creepy for you.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just think it's funny that he's wearing your yoga pants? I mean, he was trying to joke around. You can at least see the humor in that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I see the humor in the pants, but did he send you the photos? Have you seen them?
No, he's only sent them to you, I think, or maybe some friends. I don't know. But I'd like to see them. If you got them, you want to shoot them to me? I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't want to see them. They're creepy.
They're what? That bad?
Come on.
Yeah.
What's so
dude,
wrong with it?
It's the man area, isn't it?
No, it had nothing to do with him wearing my yoga pants.
Then what was so bad about the picture?
Yeah.
He's shirtless in the picture.
It's okay. Is his shirtless body that disgusting to you?
It really grosses you out?
No, he's got tattoos on his chest.
Oh.
Okay, and?
Well, on one side of his chest, he's got a gun.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Like a very intricate gun.
Okay.
That can be a little jarring, maybe.
And then on the other side, he's got the words, kill count.
Kill count?
Yeah, with a bunch of tally marks underneath it.
Whoa. Like he's a murderer?
What the hell?
That is creepy. All right.
No wonder you didn't go to retrieve your yoga pants.
Yeah, no, I know. And I want nothing to do with that.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. Can I interject? Can I step in now?
Sure, I guess.
I'm scared, so go ahead.
What's that?
John is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, and so that was him.
Are you kidding? Hey. John's on the phone right now.
Hey, sorry. Please don't freak out. Can I explain this to you?
I cannot believe this is happening right now.
I can explain this. It's not at all what you think. I swear to God.
A gun with kill count? Is it what she thinks?
Okay, first of all, I didn't kill people. I hunt deer. I've hunted deer with my dad since I was a kid. That gun you saw is actually the tattoo of the rifle that I got from my grandfather. It's a Remington deer rifle, and the kill count is the number of deer that I hunt. And I'm a licensed hunter. I drive a pickup. I got barrels of shell corn in my truck.
You're not helping your case.
I just hunt deer. I don't kill people. I'm not, I'm not a gang guy at all. I just hunt, and I I'm a very responsible hunter. I prepare the venison. I store it. I use the whole deer, and that's all it is.
John, how do I know that you're telling the truth? How do I know that this is about deer hunting?
I don't have a criminal record.
That just means you've
never been caught.
Yeah.
Really good murderer.
Do I look like a murderer? Sure. I mean, would a murderer be in a spin class? Really?
A really good question.
No, murderers like to stay healthy too, okay?
this is just getting out of hand. This is super strange to me. I don't like guns. I don't know you. I don't know who you are. Anyone can be at the gym, and I don't know. I have a bad taste in my mouth.
I totally understand that, but just to let you know, I'm a sane human being, and what's strange to me is how the yoga pants did not repulse you.
Yeah, no, I mean, the yoga pants thing was funny, but it's the fact that you have kill count written on your chest with a huge gun. You can't just send photos like that to people. I mean, you've got to explain that.
Plus, it's a really mixed message with those yoga pants on.
Yeah, okay, I get it. I didn't really think of the optics on that, and I get your point, but I am not creepy. I will not hurt you. I am a good cook.
Yes? Yeah, you are a good cook. You have that going for you.
And did you like my bolognese?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, that was with venison. That's with venison that I murdered. And
are you sure you're a hunter?
Bad joke. My sarcasm is not coming across. It's just part of how I grew up, and there's no threat, I swear.
Even still, can you still be attracted to him if every time you guys hook up, you have to look at a gun and kill count on his chest?
What if I take a Sharpie and just put an S in front of the kill?
Skill count. That sounds much more refined to me.
Hey, Jillian, would you like to go out on a second date with John? We will pay for it. I don't know a lot of serial killers that make a good bolognese. And I know a lot of serial killers. They're usually bad cooks.
What?
Would you like to go out with him on a second date? We will pay for it.
Okay, as long as we don't talk about guns or anything like that.
No, I promise you, I will not bring it up. And I want you to be able to at least go back to the gym and hang out. I don't want to take that away from you. I feel bad about that.
Okay.
So okay, does that mean you're going to go out on another date or you're just going to go back to the gym?
Yeah, no, I'll go on another date with him.
Okay, make sure to call someone beforehand just in case.
Yes, thank you.
Jillian, are you glad to know that John's not a murderer?
Absolutely.
I don't want to see what other tattoos he does have, though.
Actually, John, do you have any other tattoos that I should know about?
why don't we get together and talk about that?
Yeah, he definitely does then.